Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 243. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on?
We're giggly.
We are giggly.
Yes.
You got the giggles.
If the creepies, if they just knew how many, how hard
for me to get through. Our side conversations, yeah. Yes.
It took, yeah. That was a take two.
Well, just trust us. It's funny.
Yeah. We think it's funny. Some people wouldn't think.
We do think it's funny. You know who will probably tell is Pete. So everybody, yeah. Just ask Pete. He'll tell you.
Oh, so we're having a good evening?
Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
We always do. I don't think it's
good
a
laugh.
Bad.
Good laugh.
Oh, definitely.
Lots of laughs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That more than was a definitely, few. Yeah. Definitely a good laugh. Mm. Oh, man. I'm just glad I got through the introduction without having to do a take three.
That's right.
Oh, we are having a good time. Hope the creepers are having a good time whenever they are listening to this episode. Mm-hmm. Sean.
Yes.
Let's get right to it. What are we talking about?
This is your topic pick, and it is the Octagon Hall. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yeah, Octagon Hall.
Octagon Hall.
What do you think about that?
That's cool. It's very cool, actually.
Yeah. I like to.
I think we're going to like this.
I like to put on the list already.
Why do they call it Octagon Hall?
Because it's in the shape of an octagon.
Oh.
I think it's only one of three in the country, as I understood. Hmm. Like, I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but it's not. I don't think that's part of the foundation, but
Octagon, go ahead and give us the foundation.
I will. Octagon Hall Museum is a historic eight-sided, that's why it's octagon, eight-sided mansion in Franklin, Kentucky, built in 1847 by Andrew Jackson Caldwell. Known for its unique architecture designed for better light and airflow, the house served as a private residence, Masonic meeting lodge, and a Civil War era safe house for Confederate soldiers. Today, it operates as a museum dedicated to preserving Kentucky's Civil War history and is widely regarded as one of the most haunted places in the South.
Yep.
So not, I just, it. Not just Kentucky, but in the South.
I don't think we've done a haunting story from Kentucky, have we, in a while?
It's been
I mean,
while.
I know we have done, yeah. But not in a while. Hmm.
It's been a minute.
I've got here, it says, Octagon Hall, a historic landmark in Franklin, has long been known for its unique architecture and rich history. However, it is the haunting presence of the people that have lived and died on the property that has intrigued paranormal enthusiasts around the world. Hmm. So, around the world, Nate, not just around the country.
It's been the site of many tragic events, including the death of a young girl, Mary Elizabeth Caldwell, who reportedly burned to death in the basement kitchen.
Ugh.
That's terrible. Not pleasant.
That must be Andrew's daughter.
Yeah,
I
would say so.
That's a that's a horrific death.
Hmm.
Yikes. Over the years, Octagon Hall has served as a school, a hospital during the Civil War, a stop on the Underground Railroad, and today it stands as a museum dedicated to preserving the area's history. So if you've got a hospital during the Civil War, a school, and you've got the Underground Railroad, you're going to have some hauntings.
Yeah, a lot of, I would say so.
Yeah, that's a...
And a fire in the basement kitchen.
Yeah. That's a good foundation for some craziness. Once a guy said that the house is soaked with blood, and it is just continuing to seep into the ground. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's a large haunt here.
Hmm. Mm,
yeah. So.
It's been.
Oh, that was the director, Barry Gaunt.
Oh.
That
it's a cool
shared
name.
That.
Cool name.
Yeah, Barry Gaunt. Gaunt.
Barry Gaunt. It's been featured on A&E, the Travel Channel, Sci-Fi, the History Channel, Discovery, and many more. I'm looking at the actual Octagon Hall Museum page. And it talks about basically how it's self-supporting through donations. It says the Octagon Hall Foundation is a 501c non-for-profit. Its mission is the historical preservation of the Octagon Hall Museum, surrounding buildings and property for the next generations to experience. Run a volunteer staff that is fueled by a labor of love. Many schools bring children on field trips, locals, as well as tourists visit Octagon Hall yearly. And we want to make sure that keep this happening for years to come. So that's pretty cool, though. But yeah, it's historically preserved, and they take all kind of donations. And so, yeah, it's It's pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Many visitors to Octagon Hall have shared their personal experiences, describing feelings of unease, sightings of apparitions, and unexplained noises throughout the building. The hall has become a popular destination for ghost tours and paranormal investigations, attracting those interested in the supernatural.
Oh.
So I like that. It's a double-edged sword. It's historical and educational with history, and then also supernatural.
Yeah. You got the creepy along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Allen, who, she is a supernatural researcher. She has spent years investigating the mysterious occurrences reported at haunted sites around the country. She believes that the hauntings are a result of the turbulent history that unfolded within the building's walls. And she is quoted as saying, "I worked at many or volunteered at many historical locations that do offer paranormal tours. And I will tell you, this place, it doesn't matter," she said. "Day or night, it's all the time. It's active. I've been touched. I've been pushed. Several disembodied voices right in my ear. I've seen shadow figures, and I've seen a full-bodied apparition." Crazy. So,
yeah, the disembodied voices I've heard.
Yeah, you did. We have
one, yeah. Maybe two. I can't remember now.
At Waverly.
It catches you off guard because you hear it plain as day, and you're just like, did I just hear that?
Right. There's nobody here, and I heard somebody talking, and why is that happening? Yeah.
No, I know. It's wild. Civil War spirits.
Ooh.
The spirits of Confederate soldiers are said to linger in the hall, with reports of mysterious sounds, such as dragging noises, which are believed to be from wounded soldiers. Some visitors have even claimed to see shadowy figures resembling soldiers in the vicinity of the house.
Oh. Yeah, I can get that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got this, you know, that's Civil War era. I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's just bloodbath.
Yeah. All the death and,
mm-hmm.
and you've got residual hauntings and, you know. Visitors have reported seeing a woman in a blue dress wandering the hallways and gazing out of the windows. And another well-documented phenomenon is the sound of phantom footsteps echoing through the hallways. Many visitors have experienced the sensation of being followed or watched, even when they are alone in the building.
Wow.
So that'd be a little eerie. Yeah. I like this place.
By the way. I do, too. Well, yeah. So when I said there were only three in the country...
You were wrong.
Maybe I was wrong. three haunted ones, maybe. But this says 80 in number across the country, and then there's some in Canada. I don't know how many are in Canada. 20 in Canada? So there's a ton of them, but it's interesting that said that the origination of it is Orson Squire Fowler, a 19th century phrenologist, the people that studied the bumps on your head, and self-published author, sparked a nationwide architecture fad with his 1848 book, The Octagon House, A House for All. This movement led to the construction of thousands of octagon houses across the United States and Canada, primarily between 1850 and 1870. With its peak popularity in the 1850s and 1860s. But yeah, this shows in New York, in the Midwest states, Northeast and Rhode Island, California, Canada, Ontario. But yeah, so it says the reasons for popularity promoted for efficiency, maximizing interior space while minimizing exterior surface area, reducing heat, loss, gain, better natural light and ventilation from windows on all eight sides of the cupola and lower construction costs. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. It's pretty smart.
The fad ended early 1900s, largely due to changing architecture taste and the practical challenges of building and furnishing such a unique shape. So
I could see that.
I could, yeah. Like what corner,
like a lot
what
of
corner do we put this in?
It has its time and then it kind of dies out.
You have a couch that has like
all kinds of corners. Yeah.
Just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Visitors and ghost hunters have reported seeing the spirit of Mary Elizabeth, often described as a child, in various locations around the house, particularly in the basement where she died. People have claimed to feel a small hand grab their arms as if trying to get their attention.
That would be, I think that'd be weird too.
It would be
You're
very
talking about
weird.
Disembodied voices. I think a sensation of being touched or grabbed. Yeah. That would be a little unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to be pushed or shoved. In 2001, After several owners and being used as rental property, the Bird family purchased the property. Bird's the word. And they began to renovate the house, turning it into a Civil War museum. After work began on the renovations, the house came alive with activity. Weird events began. Beds that were part of historical exhibits were found with the impression of a body lying on it. Shadowy figures were spotted. Doors opened and closed on their own. Voices were heard and picked up on recordings, including what may be the voice of Little Elizabeth screaming for her mother. And the list goes on. Since opening to the public, Octagon Hall has appeared in documentaries for, as you said, History Channel, Sci-Fi Channels, PBS, and The Discovery. Says this is a place that anyone with an interest in haunted history needs to see for themselves. Mm-hmm. Even if you are unsure about the hauntings, its connections to the Civil War make this a must-see location. Plus, who knows, Octagon Hall might make you, as it has done so many others, other people, into a believer.
Mm. Ooh.
That's what they say, that with the history and the paranormal part of it, and then just the strong emotions that you get and just all of the heaviness of the history that's come in and out of there. I think, you know what, though? Seriously, we could bring this back. We could bring the structure back. Nate, you could totally build these. We could start selling them. And instead of... So the couch problem, we got it solved because we just do beanbags. Beanbags everywhere, right?
There you go.
Bunk beds and beanbags.
Speaking of beanbags, we bought 2 beanbags when I was a kid, and I thought they were the best thing. I don't know.
I know. I love them,
that,
too.
Like, I just plopped it down, I just too. Fall into them and water watch
beds.
TV.
Remember water beds?
My mom and dad had a water bed when I was a child, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it sprung a leak.
Yeah, never did leak.
But, no, but...
But I remember them getting that. And they had it for a good number of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Terrible on your back, but when you're a kid, you didn't care. It was like, yeah, this is the best thing ever.
It was
like,
the new fad.
Who?
Sleeping on the ocean.
Let's sleep on a water bed.
Right.
Let's make a bed and have water in it.
It's weird now, but at the time, it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, it was great.
My cousin had one, and we all wanted to sleep on it and rest on it and play on it and whatever, but yeah.
Funny.
Some other things that happen at the Octagon. Hall is strange scents.
Oh.
Like flowers turning to decayed meat.
Ooh. Oh, gross.
And the fireplace gross. Kettle swinging without explanation during ghost tours.
Hmm. This has a lot of stuff.
The reviews are excellent. I don't know if you guys looked at reviews.
I did not. I should have.
Largely, very few complaints. Any of the complaints were like, well, it's old building. Well, yeah, it's an old building.
I'm not going to listen to them. They're so eight-sided.
Exactly right. That's right. With the jokes, right? I knew you were going to get to those. Such a cool spot. The building itself is one of a kind, and the history inside is amazing. The staff are awesome, super friendly, and full of great stories. Some even a little spooky or a lot spooky. Definitely worth checking out if you're into history, ghosts, or just want a unique place to explore. Yeah, there's a ton. Yeah, most, like I said, it's hardly any of them.
Oh, wow.
Bad.
The Caldwell family, Andrew's first wife, Elizabeth, passed away in 1851, followed just 5 months later by their son, AJ, and then their daughter, Mary Elizabeth.
Hmm.
They were buried along, or she was buried alongside her mother and brother on the property.
Hmm.
That might have a little bit to do with the hauntings.
Yeah.
Here's an Octagon House in west of Raleigh, Indiana, home of William S. Hall family. I didn't realize these were such a big thing.
I didn't either.
Really? I mean, that's pretty cool, though.
There was a investigative team, nine-member investigative team that went. It says, one of the investigators was visibly affected by something in the house. She felt it was something in the basement, but it was hard to tell since there was more than one spirit in the house. She became physically ill and had to exit the home for a period of time. Mm-hmm. Whatever was focused on my daughter started to feel increasingly menacing not long after we had arrived. I don't think or know that it would have actually caused harm to her, but I think it would have at least tried to scare her. I wasn't about to let that happen, so we did not stay the entire night. I don't blame her.
I think all the Civil War stuff, so where it was at, it was a strategic point that the Confederate soldiers, like I said, it was a safe house, it sounded like, but then when the Union soldiers came, they took it over and like, hey, this is a great place. We'll just hang out here. And then the owner of it was like, wait a minute. No, this is not what this is for. And so, I mean, it's, yeah, it's been through a lot of contention, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I'm going to look it up. Franklin, Indiana, or Kentucky. Franklin, Kentucky.
Uh-huh. How far? Is,
whoop. Jeez.
It's not too far. Stories tell of soldiers who died on the grounds, including one who bled out in the attic.
Oh, gosh.
Another who died from a gunshot wound in the crawl space, and one who perished on the front steps. The attic in particular is a hot spot for paranormal activity with the sound of dragging footsteps often reported.
You say crawl space. This is funny, not funny story, but we had a crawl space when I was growing up, and my dad, that was one of my least favorite things for my dad to do, is get under the crawl space and work on anything, any kind of damage. And the pipes were down there, and we'd get, every once in a while, they'd get a leaky pipe or whatever, and he'd be down there, and I could hear him still banging on it, going some of the worst cuss words I've heard.
Well, it was like a Christmas story.
And, exactly. And he would climb out of there. I remember having some pumps and stuff like that, and he'd climb out of there, and he'd go, it's like being buried alive down there, and he'd tell us about the, and we climbed down there with him.
I'd go down there all the time.
My brother and I'd go down there, and it was so creepy, you know, albino spiders and whatever, and it was cool, pea gravel down there. He's like, it's like being buried alive, you know, like, I remember him screaming and yelling and being so mad. My mom's like, just ignore what he's saying. He'll ask for forgiveness later.
By the way, from Plainfield, Indiana to Franklin, Kentucky, 3 hours, 53 minutes.
Not bad at all.
So just under 4 hours. Not bad at all. 260 miles. I think it's worth the trip.
Doable. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I would love to see this place.
Yeah. Octagon.
This is one. Yeah. I thought this would be a good topic, and because I read a lot about it, and I was like, ooh, a lot of good hauntings, and it'd be a cool place just to visit it, even if it didn't have paranormal.
Because
of the history and the architecture. Yeah,
the Octagon Hall just sounds cool.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like very important things happen there.
That's right. Where do you live? I live in the Octagon Hall. Anything else on the Octagon Hall, by the way? I don't have anything.
By the by. Huh? Mm-hmm. By the by.
By the by. Yeah, this place is great.
I love that they've kept it alive, keep it as a museum, that they still, you know, that they embrace the paranormal part of it too.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, it's not haunted. No, there's no haunting here. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, they do both. Haunted. They embrace the history, you know, good or bad, history and the hauntings.
Yep. I love it.
Very cool.
We can't ask for more, right?
Nope.
And it's close.
Can't beat it with two sticks.
That's right.
I haven't said that in a while. You find anything else, Nate?
No, not in particular.
Okay.
We've pretty much hit all the highlights, other than physically going there and experiencing these things ourselves.
Which is a definite yes.
I think we could do a trip under 4 hours.
That'd be,
yeah,
for sure.
Drive tube, take a break.
It's on Bowling Green Road.
Bowling Green Road, huh?
That's right. So it sounds.
All right. Well, that's all we got on Octagon Hall. Nate,
yes.
Help us out.
It's time to throw the fists in the octagon.
I knew you couldn't help yourself.
I knew he was going somewhere with
UFC, baby.
And that's a wrap.
Rogan would be very proud.
You hear that, Joe?
Not to Joe, yep.
Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 243 and our discussion on Octagon Hall. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.